here. I mean, I like talking to you anytime, but it's just not the same not looking you in the face, you know? Seeing that smiling face looking back at me?
I know, man. I'm a little under the weather. That's why I'm not in there with you guys. So
you didn't play like you were under the weather.
Man, I tell you what, I had to get a few IVs and everything. You know, came down with a cold. So trying to keep everybody away from me. So I got my household sick. So that's the last thing I wanted to do, is come in there and get you guys sick. So that's why I'm calling in today, guys.
But you're calling in sick, but at least you're calling in. So Vince, tell me about how you approached yesterday's game. What was your mindset before yesterday? Because we do know the Jets were doing a lot of talking before week two. They were doing a lot of talking after week two. What were your thoughts before yesterday's game?
Well, we have to win the ball game. I mean, it's a division game. They beat us, at their house, our second game of the season. So going to that game, we knew we had to come out and play. We knew they was going to be riding high, coming in on a losing streak. We knew they was going to try to come to play. But our thing was, let go of the pass because, everybody talk about, last week with the coach and everything. And last thing we wanted to do to have that, show up on Sunday. So I think everybody approaches it the same way. Hey, let's knock these Jets off a division game and go further in our division. If we can win division games, we'll be set up nicely. So we took that approach, man. And you know what? Everybody just took care of their job. We fed off each other. We played ball. We had fun. And good things happen when you play together.
You know, I read a really nice article, I think, in the Globe today about you. And it talked about your versatility. We've seen you play right defensive end against Long. Damian Woody was talking about how you moved over to that side to try to stifle the running game to the right side of their offensive line. There aren't too many nose tackles who basically play all up and down the defensive line the way you've been doing this year.
Well, I mean, I don't consider myself a nose tackle. I consider myself a defensive lineman. And, a defensive lineman can play multiple positions there. And I think that's one thing that the Patriots do well. A defensive lineman that can play different positions. So we've seen Jarvis play different positions. We've seen Mike Wright go from left to right. So I consider myself a D lineman, man, and I approach every game as a challenge. When Bill comes to me and says, "Hey, I might have you out, at end some plays. Make sure you get them, look at the tackles, or I might have you in the two technique over the guards. So just pay more attention to the guards this week." Every week is, it might be something different, but I'm up for the challenges. So I take it one day at a time, one game at a time. Whatever it calls for, I'm ready. I'm ready, and I'm always ready.
Vince, you mentioned last week. How long did it take you to get over it?
It took. I mean, it was bothering. I mean, because for one, we played well enough to win a ball game. But that's what happens when you don't finish against a good team. And everybody know how great the Colts are, man, and it shows. I mean, to come from behind to beat us, it was tough. It was tough. So we had to let it go. I mean, much as possible, as mad as we was, that's one thing we had to let go and to get a win against the Jets. And hopefully we'll be in a situation to see them again. Only way we can do that is to take care of our division. So that was a big win for us, the Jets. So much as how mad we were, at the end of the day, if we take care of business, most likely we'll meet again. And I think everybody won't forget that feeling. So we just got to take it one day at a time and just keep these wins going. And hopefully at the end of the day, we'll see them again.
Vince, I have a theory. I want you to set me straight on this. I have a theory that you didn't come in here last week because you were afraid of what you might say. I envision you being so upset of not having an opportunity to defend Peyton Manning at the end of that game. You said, "I cannot go on the radio and do any media because I might say something crazy."
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, yeah. I mean, I'm man enough to stand up and say that. And that's one reason that I elected not to speak to media last week, because I was, not just me, I think a lot of guys in general, we were just pissed, you know, just pissed off how the game went and how we played and for us to lose that ball game. It was just like a lot of mixed emotions. And the last thing I wanted to do is to say something that I really can't reflect back on or say something that people take the wrong way. So that's why I just elect, you know, not to say anything. I sat back, let this week play out, and attack it now, you know, and I think that helped me, you know, going forward. Because, like I said, there's a lot of things that, you know, could have been said, could have done, and it probably would have been the wrong thing. Probably wouldn't have. But, you know, you guys know how much love I have for the game, and that was a tough one for me to swallow. So I just didn't want to be put in that predicament to go out and say something that at the point, you know, I really didn't, you know, want to say things to put my teammates in an awkward situation. So we moved on from it, you know, and like I say, getting the win against the Jets made it even better for me, you know, to sit back and reflect. And like I said, I sat back and I said, you know what? If we take care of our division, most likely we'll see him again. And I won't never forget this feeling. And I hope my teammates do the same thing. So, but we only do that by keep winning and keep putting one foot forward. And hopefully at the end, once it's all said and done, we'll see each other again.
We talked to Teddy Bruschi last week, and he didn't like Bill going for it on fourth and two. And he said if he was a defender on that team, he would take it personally. But he also said he could go to Bill and say that in a captain's meeting he could say that, and that there could be that dialogue back and forth. And I think Michael asked him, is there somebody on this team now who could have that conversation? And he mentioned you. Could you or do you have those conversations?
No, I mean, I know Bill has the team's best at heart. I mean, that's way beyond, you know, we're not mad at Bill for going for it. No, not at all. That's the last thing we want people to think, that he don't have no confidence in his team. Because his confidence was, you know, putting us in, you know, being the 30-yard line going in. That was the confidence. I mean, so Bill, he do stuff for the team, best for the team. If he think that was best for the team, he's going to do it. You know, we can't do nothing but as players react to it and play what's called. You know, and at the end of the day, defense's job is stop people from scoring, which we didn't. So you can easily sit back and point fingers, but it's, I mean, we had all the opportunity in the world to win that game, and we didn't do it. So going forward, I don't think it's any, I think Bill have all the confidence in the world, offensive, defensive, special teams, in his players, hands down. I mean, it's no more talk about it, and I don't feel any different from Bill before this game than after the game. So he's still the best coach I ever heard of and seen. So that's just me. In a situation like that, again, will we do something different? Who knows? It's up to him, you know. And like I say, whatever decision he makes, we're going to ride with it because we know what we have in this team. We know how much faith our coaches have in us. So you could take it however you want to take it, but at the end of the day, defense, we still had a chance to stop them, and we didn't. So you can sit back and point fingers, and that's one thing we didn't do. We rallied together as a team to get this win over the New York Jets, and that was a big win for us. So we had to have to keep it going. You know, we got New Orleans coming up down there, a Monday night game, another undefeated team. I'm telling you, it's going to be similar to a Colts game, but they might be even better. Who knows? So we got to be ready to play. No matter what the situation may be, we got to be ready to play.
Oh, you guys don't point fingers. We took care of that during the week for about
about
4 or 5 days. I mean, it was constant. Every day, fourth and two. But let me ask you about this. We also talked to Brandon Merriweather last week, and I said to him, I said, you know, Vince has said some good things about you. He said, Big V? Really? He said,
surprised.
He said good things about me. He's always on me. He's talking about this, talking about the people I hang out with, talking about this and that. So do you look at him as kind of like a little brother that you have to stay on to get the best out of him?
I do, just because, you know, the bond that we have from, you know, playing together in college. And And that's one thing that at this level, I told you guys, people was asking me about him. I say, you know, just give him time. He's going to groom himself, and you're going to be happy with what you have. And I just got to stay on him, you know. And it's nothing bad. You know, like I said, nothing that he do wrong. It's just I just want to keep him on that straight path. And he know everything that we talk about. He know it's just like brother to brother, man. And that's all it is. You know, it's nothing else. It's nothing else other than that. I love him like a brother. Like I said, I want to see him do good. And the funny thing is, last night in that ball game, we took that field, and I said, we need one more interception. We need one more interception. And I said, who's going to get it? And Brandon said, I'm going to get it. I said, well, you owe me an interception. And sure enough, he went out and he got it for me. And things like that, it made me proud. It's like I'm a big, like a father or a big brother.
Uh-oh.
I know what he was trying to say. He said what he had to say. We just lost him, though.
He's had enough of you and your questions.
Oh,
yeah,
phone
that was not Vince.
Everybody.
Every call on the board just disappeared.
Just went out.
Vince was bringing it to such a degree that it crashed the phone system.
He blew it up.
Or as Butch used to say, the phone banks. Oh, no, that was Bill Burt.
No, that was
Bill. The phone banks.
The phone banks
he blew it up. Well, we got a chance to talk to him, and he's just looking out for you and me. He does not want us to get sick, take it home to our families. You know, he's just looking out for everybody.
I appreciate that, Vince. Thank you.
I don't feel like getting sick either. 617-779-0850.
If you can get through.
Toll free. Well, they're all lighting up again, so
okay.
Whatever crashed has uncrashed. And if that's Vince on 8, I'll reconnect with him for a minute and finish up with him, you guys. 617-779-0850, toll free, 888-525-0850. Verizon cell phone users theoretically get a free call at #WEEI. Good. We'll reconnect with Vince here. And the texts are always welcome at 850-850. You know, I make it a habit never to hang up on large 300-pound men. So, Vince, I just want you to know that wasn't us.
I don't know. I don't know now.
Now, getting back to Merriweather, he did say to us he knows that anything you say to him is said out of love. So he did understand that you had his best interests at heart.
Oh, yeah. And he knows it's nothing but love on his end. I mean, you know, like I said, he's a hell of a player. As long as he keeps his head straight and everything, he can go a long ways. And he got a lot of potential. And he's still young and he's growing. I'm telling you, he's going to be one of the ones in the making. And, you know, like I said, he's going to continue to make plays. He put in the work. He practiced hard, not just Brandon, that whole back. They practice hard, I mean, and they have fun back there. They have a certain swagger to them, and it shows on film. I mean, they go out and they handle their business. So, everybody, we all going to have to rally around each other, you know, and this group of guys, they definitely getting together, led by Brandon back there.
Hey, do you like playing Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football, or would you rather tee it up at 1 o'clock and get it going?
Man, tee it up at 1 o'clock so I can go on alone.
Well,
you know, it, Monday nights and Sunday nights prime time, so I can live with that also.
Well, you'll be in the middle of it again next Monday night. Congratulations on the win yesterday, the season so far. We'll talk to you next week when you're feeling better.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it. Okay.